Kumlen la Black Gemara. We are up to Dav Hey Amir Aleph, the second mission on the page. Ein ha Edim Nasim Zaymin. Now finally we're going to learn what Edim Zaymin really is all about. Till now we learned the exceptions. Ein ha Edim Nasim Zaymin. Edim will not become Zaymin at she Yezimu as Atzman until they themselves are found liars. Ketzab, what do you mean they themselves? Amru, they said, Me'idin on Nabish Plaini, we testify about this and this person. Shahayar, I guess that nephew killed somebody on a particular day. Amru Lehem, the second pair of Aiden come in and say, Hey, Yechat, Me'idin, how can you testify? Shahari Nehrigze, Oyahoyr Egze, Hoyimon, if they say, the victim was with us on that day, or the criminal, or the perpetrator of that crime was with us that day. Oyimon Plaini, Ain Eil Zaymin, that's not called Zaymin, that's called Hakosha. We're arguing whether the case happened. You say the guy was murdered, and we say it didn't happen.
Denying the fact.
Yeah, so why should we believe the second pair more than the first pair? But you know what Edim Zaymin is? Aval Omru Lehem, they said to them, Hey, Ich Atem Eden, how can you testify that this is what happened on a Sunday? Hari Atem Hayisim Imanu Oysa Hayoim B'mo Complaining. You with us somewhere else. Could be it happened. But you weren't there to know that it happened. In other words, they're not arguing on the case. They're arguing about the Eden themselves.
The credibility of the
Hari Elu Zaymin, they are Zaymin, V'nerogin Alpim, they get killed via them. Do a second pair. Why? So the two, even though the Gemara says Amar Rava, Eid Zayim Chidishu, that's why the Machlek is if a Mekan Lahaba Paisel Olam Afreyu Nifsel Mabaya, says the two, there's a logic to it. And what's the logic to it? Kozman, you're arguing about a fact, what happened. How do we know who to believe, the second pair or the first pair? But in this case here, they're not arguing about the fact. The second pair is coming along and saying to the first pair, what happened, I don't know. The problem is you guys. You guys are no good, are disqualified. They no longer can defend themselves because they're negay bedavar. If they come in and say, you guys are Gazlanim, we believe the second pair. The first pair can't say we're not Gazlanim, can't defend themselves. So therefore, they believe. There's a logic to it. And the Rambam said, it's a kasuv. I, the Gemara says, Eid Zemir Chidushu, according to the Torah, that's only according to Rava, but the halacha is like a Bayal Kagam. We know that Ayin is Eid Zemim Lamafreyu Nifsel, because Abayi holds there is no Chidush. And that's why it's retrospective. And that makes sense. What happens, says the Mishnah, Bo, Achaydim, another pair comes along, Vihizimu. What happens, Group A came along and said, to Mazimin and knocked them out. Came along, Group B, and said the same thing as Group A, came and the Mazimin said the same thing. Came along, Group C, Group D, and Group E. Vihizimu. And when Mazin them, Boachem, Mazim, I feel the mayor, there were 100 sets of witnesses. We're finishing the mission here. There were 100 sets of witnesses, and each one said the same thing. And one group of Edom are knocking them all out, saying, all you guys are with us somewhere else, Kulam Yarogi, you'll get killed. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Istatisizum, this is a group of liars or scheming, or astray, or like thorns, they're pricking everybody. We don't believe it, it sounds too contrived.
It's a matter that guy.
We're talking about groups. If they all come together, it's no chiddush. Today, kemeya. It's too, a group A came and they were Muslim. Then came along group B and then they were Muslim, and so on and so on. We're not talking about that. A whole bunch of people came and then afterwards, one guy, two game came along and knocked them all out. That's nobody's arguing about that. This looks contrived. No. This looks contrived. That you can't be that every single Jew in the world is with you. Doesn't look real. Rashi. Says the Mishnah, Sheyisimu Atzmon, Sheyisimu Oysan. You have to find them liars, Biske Gufans, regarding themselves. Like Biske Ahoydi, where Ahoydu Kinefar, not regarding the case itself. But Wachedim Sheyidu, Olav Ke'edus, like the first one, Vihizimu Eilosh Naim, Sheyisimu Rashainim, the same ones who were Mazin in the first group, Hizimu Gamasher and Mazin in the second group. This is how Rashi most of the time learned. The Rif has another shot. Afilu Imehinim, Meya Kitazu, Achazu, there were 100 groups, one after another in succession, Vekat Achaz Hazim, Mosin Kulun, Yaregi, Uga killed. This group here who is finding everyone liars, it seems that they're deviating from the truth. As if they schemed. We don't care who's coming. We'll discredit everybody then. How do you know that that's the definition of Edom Zayim? The Shaitim will investigate. This lying aid. Her aid, Sheker Ana. He said false aidus. Seems repetitive. So we're saying, we're talking about Edom Zaymin there. So we're saying here, Achet Shaker, we read as if it says, Aid Sheker, her aid. put a comma after the word ha'ed. It's as if you say, what makes the you found the aid a liar? Ha'ed, the aid himself was a liar. Achetashaket gufashel aidas, until you question the veracity of the aidas themselves. Divid Abishmol. Sorry, Divid Abishmol.
You mean the
people? You weren't there.
No,
that's not gufashel aidas. The people. The aidim. Aidim, yeah. Aid shaket ha'ed.
No, I was just trying to the use of the word Eidus.
Dvei Rabbi Shmuel learns in another pasuk that if a lying aid stood up and schemed to lie about a person, la'anis basorim achet tisa gufa shel aidus, that sorim means that it's a reflection on the aid themselves. Amar Rabbi says, Rabbi. Rabbi says, Bo Shnaim, two people came along, and said, Mizabir Horek, plainly as an effort, two people came along and said, on the eastern side of the city, Yankel killed Reuben. Bo Shnaim, Omer, Allah, even might have been him, don't know if it happened or not, but you with us on the west side of the city. Plenty of room. Chazinan, we see. We see that it's a question. So what do we do? Does that knock out the Eidus or not? So it depends. If you're standing on the western side of the city, it's possible to see what's occurring on the east side of the city. So it could very well be that the Eidus is true. Then they're not knocked out. However, even lav, it's impossible to see what occurred on the east side of the city based on standing on the west side of the city. Then how do Eiluzaymin? Threading one of Pshita, obviously, if they can't see. That's what Jamin, didn't we just ask what Jamin is, that you couldn't see, you were with us? Nay, Ma'u the Tema, we would think, Leichush le Nahoy the body, that maybe these people can see unbelievably well, and therefore, they're saying we saw. Just because we can't see, maybe they have unbelievable eyesight, and we didn't have the means to test the eyes in those days. Kamashalom, we don't take that for, we don't accept that. Rashi. Gufa shalaydus themselves. La'anu basoda. Pasha aidus zayim. See, basoda aidus hamoisedus aidus itself that was found. That was orai shehosru misham. They removed from there. Bida trakling got the large home. Then heard a body. Shema moide name shalaylu. Maybe their eyesight, his body, is very healthy. V'tsoifin lemerecher geisim menu. They can see far away. Now it's a very odd question here. A very odd Gemara to understand it, because okay, what's Gemara saying here? Let's imagine that these two Adam have unbelievable eyesight, and we're going to kill the guy that they're saying. So it's one that we machmer to kill. We always say, if you tilu Adam, shoftu Adam, we try to save the guy. And here we're going to be machmer. Maybe they have super eyesight and x-ray vision, and therefore we're going to kill the guy that they're accusing. How can that be? The whole gang in the Gemara is always just the opposite. The slightest reason to say that the guy, the murderer, is not guilty, we're going to try to exonerate. Exactly. So why suddenly here we're trying to find him guilty? So the pshat was in the Gemara, not that we're going to say the murderer should be killed, but at least the Eidim Zayim shouldn't get killed either. The murderer didn't get killed because you have Eidim to say that, you know, you were with us. On the other hand, these two shouldn't get killed because maybe they're telling the truth. Which that, so is that
so what maybe they did see.
Yeah, maybe they did see. So we're not going to kill that guy because, and maybe we're not going to kill the guy. But neither should we kill these two Eidim because maybe they did see. Because he'd see the way, we got to try to protect them.
But on the other hand, if you sit there, it's a meal of a can't be subjective, can you?
What do you mean?
Because here what we're saying is, this event happened, somebody got killed, and this is the guy who could kill you, because they could see it happen.
Yeah, I know.
But somebody else watching it wouldn't have been able to see it. So it's really...
have exceptional vision.
In other words, it's really sort of saying, like the ones with Hakosha rather than Hazana.
Yeah, but the Gzeres HaKosov is, if you learn like the Rambam, whatever the other Gzeres HaKosov is, once we've established that they're liars, why should we believe one more than the other? Once we've established, we understand exactly what's happening. Here, we haven't established anything. All we know is that the same group of Eidim say, we can't see. How does that in any way reflect on the first group of Eidim? We're still questioning what happened. We're still questioning whether the... Once these Eidim, let's say, the second group says, definitely you guys are liars, then there's a cause that says, who do we believe? But here, there's no definite. That's a question.
So it was the second group is saying, how can
we can't see.
You were a mile away with us at the time.
That's right. We can't see. Why can't we? Because we couldn't see. So the question is, maybe they could see. That's not definitive.
But if you're going to say that they could see, then you have a question on the person, the accused.
So we're saying that,
forget
that.
Guilty, Tucker.
So that for sure we're going to leave go because it's a suffix. The question is, are they in Zaymin? How can we kill them? That's what we thought.
Are the other names?
It's a suffix. Every time it's a suffix by Hetzila or Eder, we try to take the lien away.
Even though the cash clutch is better. What about the Eders? I'm asking about the Eders. Are we Macabre the Eders?
No, we don't know. And we don't know. We can't kill anybody. We don't know. Neither them nor him.
So Lepo, we're rejecting the Eidus.
That's what we'd have thought. Kamashalon, that no. That we're not going to make that. Since average people cannot see, the onus of proof is on them so that they could see. They didn't even have eye tests in those days.
Well, you could take a guy to the distance and tell
them. Why didn't they do that?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, why don't they do that?
Yeah,
yeah, so why are they taking pictures? Okay, you say you can see
from there. Stand there.
How many fingers? Go stand a mile away, yeah. I don't know. Why didn't they just do that?
So where is X-ray
vision?
I'm giving an example.
Exceptionally strong vision.
That's right. 15-15.
Wow.
Okay, okay. You're being very pedantic. V'amar, Rava says, Rava, another case, Bo'ush. Bo'ush, Naim, V'amar, they said, B'sura, B'tzafra, in the city of Sura, Tzafra, in the morning, B'chabish, on a Sunday morning, Harak Plenis, and this guy killed somebody. Uvosh Naim, another two came along, we don't know about the morning, but in the afternoon, Bechad, Shabbat on Sunday, Imonu Hayisim Benadoy, with us in the door. Chazinu, so then we check it out. Im Tzafra Lepanya, from the morning till the afternoon, Matzi Azl Mesunadoy, is enough time to travel from one to another, then Havizaymin, they're not liars. But the Eloi, if not, Havizaymin, obviously they're liars. For you want to pshita, obviously, if they can't make it, they're lying. Nain, Mautin, I would have thought. Lechush Legamla Parcha, I would have thought that maybe they have a flying camel, or we had the Gemara over there in Gittin, maybe they had shame, they had kvitz, they were able to jump through using the Abish's name, Shem and Fardish. And so maybe they were able to fly a flying camel, and therefore let's believe them. Again, the Gemara's question was not, and therefore we'll kill the accused, because it's so far-fetched that he took a flying camel that we're going to go kill the guy. It means let's spare these Edom as well. Maybe they're telling the truth. Kamashalon, we're not concerned. Rashi, Gam Leparcha, Min Gemalim, Yesh, Shehem Kalim, they run really exceedingly fast, Ka'efa Pareh, like a flying bird. Two people came along. I said, "Bechabes Shabbat on a Sunday, Harag Plenis and Efesh. This guy killed somebody. You were with us on Sunday, but today, Shabbat, Harag Plenis and Efesh. But you're right. The story is true. Just got the wrong day. It happened on a Monday. Now this discussion is taking place on a Tuesday. So right now, anyway, Reuven killed Shimon. Right? They said that Reuven killed Shimon on a Sunday. He did not, but he killed Shimon on a Monday. So now, by the time we're coming to court on a Tuesday, he is Reuven is a murderer." So would we say that the first group of Edom are Zaymin, are liars, and they should get killed? Or not?
So the Chiddush is the question on the Metzius, or is the question on the Edus?
It's about the Edus. They lied. They lied.
What they said was false information.
That's lying, because the Hazam is based on time and dates. You gave the wrong time, so you're lying. You tried to kill him on a Sunday. Sunday was an innocent man. So you try to kill an innocent man. By the time you
Monday
came to court, Tuesday,
but you're guilty.
He hasn't been found guilty.
No, the perpetrator.
He hasn't been found guilty yet.
Well, he hasn't had a
deuteria. That's a different story then. But right now, we're talking about he hasn't been found guilty. The same group says, one second, it did not happen on Sunday, but it happened on Monday, and we'll talk to the Bezin about what happened on Monday.
But what the first group said is not accurate, Davis.
He's a liar. Because at Sunday, he was still an innocent man. Furthermore, but Gilchid goes even further.
They're not testifying before it happened, they're just testifying
afterwards.
They're
testifying on Tuesday.
Not just. The critical part of Edus is the six questions are on the day.
Right, but I'm saying they didn't say on Monday that it happened.
It didn't happen on
Sunday. It actually happened.
We'll see in a second. V'loyoy, not only that, l'afila omru, erev Shabbos, harbo never, even they said it happened on a Friday. Even though they said it happened on a Friday. And the second group, the first peer said it happened on Sunday. Came along the second group, no, it happened on Friday. No, by the time the day that you said the guy's already a murderer. But the point is, you haven't come to Bezin yet, he hasn't been tried. So Kol's man, he hasn't been tried, he's an innocent man. You try to kill an innocent man, you're Muslim. Neharogin. Why? The be'idna de kamasit gavra labak toluhu. In other words, when you're a murderer, you're not chai misa straight away. When you're a murderer, you're not chai misa till the Bezin actually sentences you to death. So therefore, when they came in on Tuesday, he was an innocent man. Even though he killed on Friday, but, and they said he killed on Sunday. Doesn't matter. Standing right now in court, you're talking about an innocent man, you try to kill an innocent man, you're Chayim Misa. Fedimot HaMaikah Mashalim, Swadi Chiddush, Tanini, we were learned. Beficha, therefore, Nimtzas, Achaz, Mehen, Zayim, Memes. You have two different groups of Edom from two different windows. They don't see each other. And one of the groups, both groups come into court and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon on a Sunday. And one group, one guy said, we saw from this window, he said, oh, that window. And the first group was found liars. But since the two groups are totally disparate, nothing to do with each other, we paskin, nimtzas, achiz menzim memes. Since they didn't see together, then there's two separate groups. If one of those groups were found liars, who? The murderer, the hain, and the first group of Adim, Nerog, can get killed. The first group is a liar, but the murderer also, there's another group who said he saw a murder. Bahashni Abtura, and the second one is Potter. Even though Lechayda said, so why are we killing the first group? They talked about a dead man, a guy had to die anyway, because if we believe the second group, it doesn't matter. When you said your Adis, he wasn't yet convicted, and therefore you talked about an innocent man. Okay, so why do you have to repeat it? Sefer, you know the Chiddush is. Masha'enke megemar din is the Chiddush is. What happens if the court gave the final sentence? If the court, what follows? If the court already gave a sentence, the guy is a dead man. The moment the court gave the sentence, even though they didn't kill him, he's a dead man. So if the court sentence was on a Friday, and they say that it happened on a Sunday, doesn't matter. They testified about a dead man, so there's no kachzom. Bosh, 9-2, people get along with Bechad b'Shabbat and Nigbin Shabbat. On a Sunday, he was convicted. On Sunday, you with us, how would you know? It happened on a Friday. So therefore, when you're saying it happened on Sunday, what are you testifying about? You're testifying about a dead man, because the moment the Bezin convicted him, he's already considered a dead man. Even furthermore, I feel
about the actual
man. Talking about Gmardin, yeah.
Not, they're not giving a din about the
but doesn't make a din. That doesn't matter. The point is that the moment there's a Gmardin, he's a dead man. So you're giving edus about a person who's a dead man, and he was already dead Friday. So if you kill a dead man, you're not chayim misa. Even if the second group says that, no, but you're talking about Sunday, he still was an innocent man. It was only Monday that he was convicted. It doesn't matter. Now it's Tuesday. By the time we came to court, he was already convicted. He was already convicted in Monday, some other court. He's a dead man. Why? He was already a dead man.
Big
machlek is what about that. The same thing applies to a penalty. The din by a penalty is that it calls mine the bezin didn't convict him, you don't pay a penalty. If I go to Moide Beknas, Potter. So even though if I say I stole something, I just give back the money. I don't have to pay double. It's only the bezin who gives you a penalty. So exact same thing happens there as well. Bosh 9-2 people came along and said, Bechad b'Shabbat, Gonav, you stole, V'tovach, you shechted, Moch, you sold. So there's a lot of penalties there, hefty penalties. Bosh 9-2, you said what happened on Sunday, came to Bechad b'Shabbat, when he's on Sunday, you're with us. Elabel, today Shabbat, it was on a Monday, Gonav, V'tovach, Moch, on a Monday, so you're talking about an innocent man. Mishalmin, so they have to pay because they were talking about an innocent man, but not only that. I feel all bad if Shabbat is gone, even though they said it happened on a Friday before even you said it, doesn't matter. They're not chayv anything until they come to Bezin on a Tuesday. Therefore, when you spoke, you were talking about an innocent man. Mishalmin, they be eaten at the commissar, they gavra lav marta shluminu. What about Bo Shnayim? The same thing. Two people came along. He stole on a Sunday. And Venigmar Dina, he was found guilty. Came along two others. The moment Bezin paskins, he's chayiv already. So he's a guilty man. So furthermore, even if Bezin only paskin on Monday, but by the time you came to court on a Tuesday, he was already a person who was liable for this. So you didn't lie. You said first the group said it was Sunday. By the time you came Tuesday to testify, the Gavra was a Bar Tashlumin.
In other words, he'd already been chayav to pay.
That's right.
When he's chayav to pay, in this case, would they say that it happened on Sunday?
Yeah.
And Bezin paskins it. But they are actually, these Eidim are going to be Muslim.
So.
And other Eidim are going to come and say that it really happened on Friday.
So.
But you've got the Psak.
Yeah. So you're saying, can you change the Psak?
So what's the Shaila?
So in other words, when they gave the Eidus,
yeah,
and the Bezin Paskin, on the basis of their testimony, knows the fact happened, and it did appear to happen on Friday.
What are you talking about? Mardin or regular? What are you talking about?
In other words, what's the case here? The Eidus Rishona come and say it happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Bezin Paskins that he has to pay. Isn't that what they're saying? And then the other Eidim come and amazing them and say what had happened on Friday.
Yeah, or Monday, whatever, yeah.
So in other words, but when the Bezin gave that Psak, the Psak on the basis of the testimony of Eidim that are going
That's why the first one has to pay. That's why they have to pay.
Yeah, they have to pay.
Yes. But if they came in and said that the Bezin found another Bezin found guilty, because you took an innocent man and you made cold man the Bezin didn't convict him of a correct Bezin, he's an innocent man. Doesn't matter that he stole and before, and he already, you know, if he would have gone to Bezin before he'd been found guilty, but he is an innocent man. He's only a guilty man once the Bezin convicts him. So that's what the difference. Okay, let's do one Rashi, an important Rashi. Same thing applies to Knas. Says Rashi, Shamoida by Potter. If you by Knas, if you go to Bezin and you say Amoida your Potter, is Dina Nami Bezek Dina Fashas. So by Knas is the same Dina Fashas. That it's the Bezin that creates that liability. Kozman, you didn't go to Bezin, he's an innocent man. Doesn't matter that he did the criminal act, and even though he did the criminal act before you said he did it, doesn't matter. He's not yet guilty. And the difference when you talk about the story, you talk about a conviction, as we just explained. It happened on on Sunday. Tavar Mocha, Voshnaim Omer, Bechad Shabbat, Yimani Yisam, on Sunday, you with us, Ela Betrei, Shabbat, Gona Vatavar Mocha, and on Monday, Lo, Ela Filu, Omer, Be'er Shabbat, Gona Vatavar Mocha, Mishalmi, you paid, Be'in the Komisa, Gavra, La, Bata, Shalmi, Upirusha, the Pshad is, Mishum, Da, Havi, Motzi, Le, Mifte, Nafshe, Behoido, he could have walked into any Bezin and been Maida. If he'd been Maida, he would be exempt from paying. Ishtaka comes out that you're the one who tried to create a Chiv. The Inu, Havi, Mafsa, Dele, you tried. Now says Rashi, Big Chidisha. But Davke Knas, this only is limited to Knas, because Knas, the guy could walk into Bezin and would have been made him in Potter. Avo be'edus momen. What about it was not Knas? Money. I said you owe the guy $100 on a Monday. You borrowed money on a Sunday. And it was a lie. It wasn't true. But it happened Friday. It happened on Monday. What happens then? Turin, the Potter. You know why? Shadi lohim afsidin oizeklum. Achashem chuyivayimud. The moment you borrowed the money, you're already chayiv. So therefore, if you borrow the money either Friday or on Monday, the fact is, when I came to court on Tuesday, did you owe the $100? You did. So what's the kasha zammam? We were trying to make a guilty man pay. That's nothing wrong with that. Now, so the way we push the limpshad and Rashi here is that the moment you borrow money, the chiyuv is there. When you go to Bezin, there's a big difference why you go to Bezin when we have a dispute about money matters. The Bezin here does not create any new halachas. Bezin is just verifying the facts. When you go to Din in the Fashas, Bezin creates the punishment. When you go to Din in the Knas, Bezin creates the penalty. When it comes to the moment, if I borrowed money from you, the reason why I have to pay you is because I borrowed money from you. That moment, the chiyuv started. I owe you money. The Bezin is now sorting out who said what. That's how Rashi learns. Comes along Tesis here, and Tesis here, there's Zvachim and Moses Shainim, understood Rashi very differently. And look at Tesis here. Chaylin a Knas. Sorry. The Tesis before. The Eden Das Hidu Eden Labak Talu. And, we missed an important Rashi here. Rashi also learns. Okay, Rashi learns. Sorry, I missed important Rashi. Bekitzer, Rashi says here that if you go, that by murder is like a knas. If he would have gone to Bezin and been moidya that I'm a murderer, Bezin wouldn't kill him. Just like by knas. If you go to say I stole, Bezin's not going to make a penalty.
If you're going to say I murdered, then you're not going to get convicted. What happens if they didn't convict?
So what's Pashup Shah Rashi? Pashup Rashi is, when I go to Bezin and say I owe him $100, you got to pay $100 because I owe it. When I go to Bezin and say I'm a murderer, Bezin's not going to kill you based on what you say. They need Adim to come along to make some matzah. Rashi and all that. But that's not how all the Shalom Shah Rashi. They learn Sharanashi exactly like Knas. It's the flip side. It's exactly like Knas. By Knas, when you walk into Bezin and you're Moida, Moida, according to Halach, is Moida v'achikach Knas v'achikach bo Edim, you are Potter. Because when I'm Moida, that is a Ptur. Because the whole idea of Knas is that I repent. I feel contrite. I went to Bezin, I was Moida. What's more contrite than that? So they learn.
You're already innocent man.
Yeah, so no point in giving a penalty. They learn that Rashi holds exactly the thing by murder. That Rashi holds that murder is the same thing. If a guy who's a murderer comes to Bezin and says, I murdered somebody, that means you repented. Even if they come tomorrow and said, we saw him murder somebody, we're not going to kill you. Unbelievable chiddush. Look at Taisus here. The Bidna does to the Labatolo, look at Taisus. Pisha Kuntas, Pshimdi, have he made a mifta? If he would have made it, he murdered somebody, be potter. Vilayina. The Zelay Matsina, we don't find this. Im Ken, Kol Chayovi, Mrs. Bezin, every single murderer, Yachal Lahoydis, who run to a Bezin, be made a mifta. That's me. Can't be.
Where does Rashi get it from?
That's how, so we don't learn Parshat Pshat and Rashi is not like that. Parshat Pshat and Rashi is not that this is a ptur. It is that you cannot bring yourself a chiv. You need to wait till Bezin. So therefore, it's as if the chiv starts only when Bezin. They understood Pshat and Rashi, the older Rishonim, that Rashi, it's a ptur. It's like knas. It's a ptur. The taste is, however, learned Pshat. Venida, Lefar, Labak Tolu. What's Pshat? Why is it Labak Tolu? Kodesh Nigmadir, Kodesh Bezin didn't find, convict you. You're not Bak Tolu, because who said the Eidim won't be contradicted? The Shema lo yavoy Eidim. First of all, Eidim might not come. If Eidim yavoy Eidim, lo yehe Eidim Zakayim. Maybe they'll be found out, repudiated. And Vo'ich also lohogi Achi Yigmadinai. You're not allowed to, Bezin, not allowed to kill him until the conviction. Ukshinigmadinai, Kvavadi Barchiva. Hoykvabo Eidim is Kabbalism and Rogi Potter. So big machleg is Rashi tastes and all the Rishayim go to town about it.
Where does Rashi get this from? That's
the question. So I told you, we learn Pshat Rashi, no problem. That's what all the Rishayim are asking Rashi. There are a few Achareim who tackle learn this, try to defend Rashi, but it's very hard to learn the way Taisa on the Pshat Rashi. That is a ptur. Go ahead, confess your murder, your potter. Get back to Gemara. Back to Gemara. It's getting late. Okay, back to Gemara. This looks contrived. Gemara asks a very simple question. You're telling me, so we don't trust them on grounding all the other pairs except the first pair. If you think it's contrived, then I feel the Tatashay Namila. Then why kill the first group? You're one group at a time. So you already killed them, now come the second group. Gemara might have a harvest, so what's the point of the Mishnah saying you kill the first group? It already happened, fafal, but you can't bring it back to life. And the Bezin had no idea to anticipate more people are coming. If the whole thing is only one group, then you get killed. But if it's more than one group, then we're suspicious. So Gemara Habavad comments in the Mishnah that the only one group sounds like there were many groups there, but only the first group we will kill. Kasha, the Lashon is a bit difficult. Ahit, there's a woman, the Asa Sadi, she brought witnesses, they're all liars. Isis Sadi brought another group of witnesses, they're also found to be liars. Ozla, Isis Sadi, she brought a third group, and this group said seemed to be saying the truth. We couldn't find them, falter their testimony. We don't trust them. This lady, this woman is not to be trusted because you saw the first two groups that she brought were all liars. She was sure, probably she paid them off.
Based on two.
Yeah, but this is the case. She probably paid them off, so we can't trust them. Okay, she's been established as a liar. But the Edim are innocent third parties. Why do you think they're liars? Every Yid is a liar because of her. And that's the conversation I had. Zimnin a while later, have a Yasrik Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, were sitting and learning here Rabbi Yochanan. Osaki Hamais, a very similar story came along for them. Amadish Lakish, who was a gazoo? He said the exact same thing. He maintained his side of the argument. Exact same words of Rabbi Lazar. Suddenly Rabbi Yechon realized that Rabbi Lazar was just parroting the words of his teacher, Rabbi Yechon. Had Rabbi Lazar told Ishlakish, Rabbi Yechon said this, Ishlakish would retract his opinion. But because it's only Rabbi Lazar, I disagree with you. So he got upset. He gave a look at Rabbi Lazar, beishes, with anger and shame. You heard things from the son of a coal miner. You couldn't tell me them in his name. Says the Gemara. Okay, Sidish Alema, Reshlakish, Dharmak Rabbi Yehuda. Reshlakish, Father Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot trust anymore. Who looks contrived? Rabbi Yehuda, Dharmak Rabban, you do trust. Amla Reshlakish, name. I know Damri, I hold the Rabban. I can't come Rabban Hassan like they come had. Over there, the Rabban say, that over there in our Mishnah, nobody's looking for more Edim. They're coming in voluntarily. So Rabban, trust that this first two is telling the truth. Here she's going out and she's the one who's bringing the Edim, and she's proven that. What kind of Edim is she bringing? Liars. So it's her. If she's involved, we cannot trust her. Rabbi Yechina says, I know the Amrif Rabbi Yehuda. At can look at Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, to kolam gabi hani have a kaima. Oh, over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole world, the reason Rabbi Yehuda finds them lies is the whole world was with these two Edim over here. Every single person that comes in, they say, oh, you were with us at that time. How's that possible? It looks contrived. Avalhocha hani yada, here it's quite plausible. Hani yada besadus. Hani lo yada. These Edim didn't know, they made up a story. But these Edim were there and they saw Mishnah. Ain't her Edim.
This story wasn't necessarily Azul, it could have been a kosher.
You don't get killed. Actually, Yigmar Hadin. You need a conviction, and you try. That's when we ascertain that you try to kill him. Actually, Yahar. Say only after you kill them. only then you get punished. And it says, nefesh tachas nefesh. It says in Pasuk, nefesh tachas nefesh, by a woman, you know, she miscarries. It says, nefesh tachas nefesh, when do you take someone's life? If you take someone else's life. So the Edom Zayimim are not guilty unless they actually carried out their false testimony. But we say no, as soon as they endeavored. So look in the Mishnah. Where do we learn this concept that once that only while you tried, you chayiv, and not after it's killed? From a pasuk. But not like Rashi and Tosfos always quotes, kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. It's not what the Gemara says at all. We learn from the word la'achiv, v'adi achiv kayim. It's the pasuk, asis le'loy kasha zomam l'asa la'achiv. You should try it, you should do what it did to their brother, and the brother has to still be alive afterwards. V'adi achiv kayim. And if you killed him, he's no longer kayim.
So therefore, once you've killed them, you can't disown them, these
animals. Yeah, well, you can't punish them.
Which words do you use? Do you use the achiv?
It's clear in the Mishnah, had the achiv kayim. Now, why do we say kasha zomam, maybe pshat and ashi is? Because this only works by misa. What about when it comes to malchus? The guy's still alive afterwards. So why not over there after you get malchus? It must be kasha zomam. So for there, once we've established by misa, achiv kayim, then we do the rest, we'll say kasha zomam. You heard the testimony and then they found liars, we should kill them. That's to be a conviction. Because we learned before a minute ago that once it's convicted, as if they already carried out. Big machlek is of this concept that once it happens for found is by Dini Mamanis. Should we say by Dini Mamanis there's no kasher also because Maman Efshe Bechazara? And the Rambam, famous Rambam, the Chiddush of the Rambam, that even by Malchus, if the Edom already received the lashes and turned out to, if the person who received the lashes and turned out to be the Edom of liars, we say, give the Edom the same punishment. And everyone tries to understand the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get this from? But the Malchus, even after it happened, he's still punished. So Reb Chaim Brisker has a beautiful pshat. Reb Chaim writes, Reb Chaim Alevi, he writes, because there's no kasher asa here. What do you mean kasher asa? If you beat up somebody and the bezin smacks them, if you give somebody 39 lashes when you're not part of the bezin, would you say I gave Malchus? No, you'd be chayiv, nezik, tzai, ribashev, chabola. No, but when you do it under the jurisdiction of a Bezin, it becomes a mitzvah of Malchus. If it's not under jurisdiction of a Bezin, it's not Malchus. It turned out to be that these Edom were liars, which means the Bezin had no right to give Malchus to that guy. If the Bezin had no right to give Malchus to that guy, what did they give him? They never gave Malchus, they gave him 39 patch. Exactly. So therefore, there's no kasherasa.
So is the Bezin chayiv then for the
Chabola? Maybe an innocent mistake, but there's no kasher asa. This is only kasher zomim. No.
But who has to pay this fellow Nezik Tzadik B'Shevet's Boishas?
Nobody. But these Edom will get Malchus. So it's in life in the Mishalman. Remember the Edom have to, but the Edom are going to get Malchus. That's the punishment. But the point is, that there's no Malchus. It's a brilliant way of looking at it. Okay, let's get to Gemara. Tanya, we learn, some say it's the son of Rebbe, some say it's the name of a person, but Rebbe says, Loi hargu neherogin. If they didn't kill, we kill them. Hargu neherogin. But once you kill that person, you don't kill any Zaymin. Omar, Aviv, his father said to him, Bani, lav kabuchaymer, isn't a kabuchaymer. Madach, if he didn't kill the guy, we kill Zaymin. Shouldn't he, once he killed him, you should kill Zaymin. Omar, Lali, Madach, Tanya, Rabbeinu, didn't you once teach me, Shein, Oinchi, Minadin? You don't punish a kavuchaymer. The Torah says the kasha zomam when you want to do, and ain't oinch radin. Therefore, not once he killed. So for the Gemara, it comes out that the you know how you know that once he's killed, you don't kill. Not from kasha zomam, not from la'achiv, from ain't oinch minhadin. So big machlekes is showing him at the end of the day. In fact, Tosfos in Baba Kama gives two answers. Tosfos there, which one each answer which literally either the pasuk says a kasha la'achiv, or because ain't oinch minhadin. Says the Gemara, machlekes the price in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, right? What where do you learn that from? We learned the Tanya, we learned already a few places. It says, each Asher Yikaz HaChayse, if a man takes his sister, Basov, the daughter of his father, and a half sister, Basim, the daughter of his mother, Engli, Ella Basov, Basim, Basim, Basov, there's incest, half sister, Basim, Basov, and I have full sister, how do you know there's incest, Tamil Lame, Ervas, we have a Pussig, Ervas, HaChayse, Gila, it's an extra Pussig, the Erva of your sister you revealed. Actually, Yemi, Yeshivin, why do you need an extra Pussig for? It's Chakawa Chayme, Imanu, Shabasov, Shabasim, Basim, Shabasov, for a half sister, you're punished. Basov, Basim, Lakoshka, a full sister. To surely, Halamad, the Torah clearly went out of its way to teach you she'ein oinchin min hadin, that you don't punish from a kavu chaymer. You need a pasuk written. Oinish shaman, okay, I know regarding a punishment, you don't punish min hadin. As harim minayin, how you know that even the warning for a thing that you don't do min kavu chaymer? Tamalim, it says ervas achoyscha bas avicha, it says the erv of your sister, the half sister, or basim echo, the half sister, your mother. You shouldn't have anything to do with. Here's the warning. Again, ein the basim, 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 only half sister. Basim, basim, minayin, how you know full sister? Tamalim. Omer Ervas Bas Eches of Yichah. It says another pasuk, the Erv of your sister, the daughter of your father's wife, May Ledes of Yichah, born to your father. Achayis Chay, she's your sister. All that extra teacher, what? Even a full sister. No, what do you do for? Shalei Yemesh Nadim. Don't we have a Kavachayim? Ma'im Huzer Abasim Abasov Abasim Abasim. Madukin Allah to you with a half sister. Abasov Abasim Abasim Koshkein. Hold the Madukam teach you Shei Mazhirim Nadim. But you what? You don't punish. You don't even warm Nadim. Chayav Malkus Minayin. How you know Chayav Malkus? Tamlim it says. Russia. We have the Russia. We compare the Russia of Malka, because we have been hacked to Russia, to Russia over there. Russia Lomus by Misum. So we see everybody learns Russia. We learned yesterday that Rava argues Labaye, but over there, because done in Efshe Mashi Efshe. Chayavi Golish, when I wrote Golish, Asi Ritzeach Ritzeach. Tani, we learned. Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said, Ere ben Echam, I should not see. The Yerushalayim, if I didn't do what I had to do. So Gemara uses it as a euphemism. It says, like a bracha, I should see Nechama, but actually what he's saying is, he's cursing himself. I should not see Mashiach come if I don't do the following thing. Or he said, or another Psharanashi is, I swear that all my children should die if I don't do the following, if I didn't do the following thing. What did he do? Imlo Yerakti Eidzaimim, there's once an aid, one of the aid who found liars, Lahoitzi Milibush Dukim. I wanted to prove his Dukim wrong, because he didn't yet kill, I proved Shahaya Aimin. They said, Eina Eidim Zaimin Aragim. Actually, heading a Nodin until the Nodin was killed. So I, therefore, Dafke made a big thing out of it to kill him before. Question is, what do they look at? That's a halacha of the Torah. So the Pshat is, there's only one aid here. And as one aid, you don't kill one aid, only two aid here. But he, Dafke, went out of his way to kill one aid, so the show's looking that they're wrong, because the Dukin making a big fuss that the only time in Zayman get killed is if he actually killed. So I did it, even though there's only one aid, I did it. He should have made a lot of shots. Mamish against the Torah. I should see, if I don't tell you that you're wrong, you killed an innocent man. So the Amracham, the Chacham say, Ein Zoymin Narogin, Achi Yizum Shneim. You need to, two witnesses come into court, both of them have to be found liars. In the Nixon, we'll learn tomorrow that if three witnesses come to court, all three need to be found liars before you can give punishment.
But isn't it, as soon as you pass the one, the whole Eidus falls off?
Not if you pass the one. If one is possible because he's a cousin or he's a Ganef. Not if you pass the one. If you have to wait to see if you can pass all three. If you can't, the whole Eid falls apart also, yes. But the poil, you don't punish one aid if he was a Muslim. If you said you were with us at the time, doesn't matter. So you killed an innocent man. Until both were found liars. Lord, you get Malkus. He took upon himself, who no longer passed in Shilas. Ella lifne Shim Meshatach, only under the tutelage of his teacher Shim Meshatach. The Chol Yom of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, his entire rest of his life, Hayim Mishtateach Hakivrei Shel Oisa Eid. He went to the kaver of that witness. Vayakoyle Nishma, they all heard a voice ringing out. Kesvuri, now people thought they couldn't assume Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai did anything wrong, so they all thought Laime Koyle Shel Haruk. That was the voice of the deceased who screamed at him, "Why did you kill me?" Omar, he got up and he said, "Koyle Shelihu," it's my own voice. It's my own voice. Tejo, bring it ayel amacha tomorrow. Who mace? I'm going to pass away, and ain't koil nishma. I'll no longer hear any sounds. That doesn't prove anything. Maybe the deceased is taking Yehuda Metabe to a court in Beth Shalmaila. That's why you don't hear him screaming anymore. Or inami piyusi paisim. Maybe he was able to mefayis him. So the Rishonim already asked, how did this happen in the first place? How did he kill an innocent man? Especially he did it based on halacha, and the tzaddikim don't make mistakes. So the answer is that this guy deserved to be killed anyway, for a different reason. And therefore he felt bad because the reason that he used was the wrong one. It's like the shaykh, we'll see more later, deserves to die anyway, or go to Golis, and so on. The other thing is, what do you mean they didn't trust you to Metabe? He said it's my voice. They didn't trust him. So the pshat is, of course they trusted him, but they were saying that the raya you brought is not a good raya. And why we're bringing this down, to show you that even after a person died, if you offended him, you can still go ask mechila. Because he continued going to the kaver for many years to ask mechila. And in Simchat Torah Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it says you go to the kaver and you ask mechila. We learn from this Gemara here. Okay.